If you're like us, you've dreamt of building your own business empire and the freedom it can bring you. But with hidden challenges along the way, it forces us to answer the hard questions like, how do we grow a real company without taking on debt? Or how can we get leads and buyers when there's so much competition out there? That's why tens of thousands of people have joined OneFunnelAway.com to get those questions answered. And now they're walking a new path of entrepreneurship. I asked some of them about their shocking journey from failure to freedom. I'm your host, Shane Larson, and you're listening to One Funnel Away Stories. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. My name is Shane Larson, the customer success manager at ClickFunnels. I call myself the One Funnel Away manager, as well as the Your First Funnel manager. We handle all the coaching courses on the front end, and I've been working with the One Funnel Away Challenge since 2018, September, so it's almost been 4 years since its infancy. Seen a lot of success stories, amazing stories that have come through. And on this show, I get the opportunity to interview some of our customers who have come through and utilize the teachings of the One Funnel Away Challenge and have seen some success. You know, typically they're the One Comma Club Award winners. They've built some momentum going forward, and we get to learn about them and their entrepreneurial journey, as well as how One Funnel Away and the teachings that Russell had kind of fits in with the entrepreneurial journey that they're on. So today is no different. We're going to be interviewing a couple of guests here. I've got Christopher and Gitartha joining us to share the story of the One Funnel Away Challenge and kind of how that impacted their business, how it's been, the ups, the downs, everything in between. And so first and foremost, I'm excited to have both of you here. So thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
I'm glad to be here, man.
Yeah. Absolutely. So this is interesting. It's going to be an interesting interview because I want to get to know both of you and kind of where you both fit in with the business together. So I'll start with Christopher. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your business background. And then Gitartha, I'll have you come in here and talk about where, you know, the partnership works here and where you're both from. So starting with Christopher, talk to us, man. Tell us about yourself and your business background.
All right, so I'm teaching a stock option trading course, but it starts a long, long, long way before we got to where we are now. But I grew up I'm from Rock Hill, South Carolina, right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. And I started being an entrepreneur probably when I was like 18, 19 years old. I used to have throw events. I used to bring artists out like Yo Gotti, Gucci Mane, and people like that in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, Rock Hill area. And then I kind of transitioned. I left that arena and tried to transition over to doing other business. I had a trucking company. Currently have a boat rental company as well, and I teach stock option trading course as of right now. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm 35 years old, married, have four kids, and life is chaotic, but it's great at the same time.
I love it, man. We're going to circle back to a couple of those things too, because I think the listeners of the show, they're entrepreneurs or business owners, and I kind of want, you mentioned a couple business ventures you've been on throughout your journey, and they might sound a little different. Like, why would you went from a trucking company over here, the boat, now stock option? But there are, right. I'm sure there's some parallels there, things that you can take from each one of them. So I will come back and circle back. But I want to know, you know, Gitartha, let's talk about you and you know, where you're from and the background that you have as well, and how you and Christopher, I guess, collided and joined paths here.
Yeah. So basically, I had been in this digital marketing space. I'm from India, by the way. And so I've been in this digital marketing space for the last 5 years. So right after I graduated from engineering, I joined a marketing agency, which had nothing to do with engineering, by the way. I was a little bit of computer science. And after that, I spent 3 years in there to learn social media marketing, content writing, all of that stuff. And then, 2 years back, wanted to do something of my own with this freelance and stuff. But at that time, most of my skills used to be around Facebook ads and just content writing. And then I thought, okay, maybe I should add something more that can complement this business. So I started learning about these landing pages where we could generate leads. And the first landing page that I built, it was in MailChimp. You know, and then the first funnel that I had built, it was also in MailChimp, but I did not know it was called a funnel at that time. Yeah. So like, so after getting some crazy results for like for one client who used to own a coaching institute. So like, I understood a few things about like sales and like combining different things to make into a combo offers. and stuff. Didn't know about the concept of offer stacking at that time. And but then after doing this, like learned about ClickFunnels and stuff, like where you could build much better landing pages, much better pages, like it had like this email integrations and payment integrations. Like things are so much smoother with ClickFunnels, man. And once I got into that, like I when you get the free version, the free trial of ClickFunnels, I think you also get the you also get a chance to get into the OFA, right? So this was 2 years back, and in December 2020, I joined my first OFA, where I learned about this whole new world of marketing and funnels, and man, it was so overwhelming and so amazing. I had been in the agency business and like learned about this funnels and stuff, tried e-commerce also, but like again came back to this agency business, and we collided in this OFA because I wanted to build my own course on Facebook ads finally, and like get it out into the world. And the stars aligned, and I saw like one of Chris's comments in the group where he said he was looking for someone to do Facebook ads for him. And I reached out to him, and we built that funnel and the ads together, man. And yo. Yeah, that's how we, yeah.
So you guys met through the One Funnel Away Challenge, just through the group. Is that what I'm understanding? Through the group itself,
yes.
Just the communicating. And okay, so you were both in the course for your own reasons,
right?
And then ended up, you know, networking and kind of finding a friendship and partnership there, I guess, through there. That is rad. And I'm glad that you guys actually shared that. Thank you for sharing that insight, because that's one of the benefits. I always tell people, like, the One Funnel Away Challenge and any kind of coaching course that Russell puts together, the community aspect, the tribe aspect, you can find a lot of good people in there. Like, one of the things that I went to college, you know, I got a college degree, yada, yada, did the whole thing. I don't necessarily value the education as much as some people think you should, but like, I value the relationships that I made at college. And what I always tell people is like, what I like about the One Funnel Away Challenge, from what I see when customers come in, as well as like Funnel Hacking Live events and all these different things, I value like the relationships that people build, because people get in there and they network and they can find like-minded individuals. And that's what's cool to see, is like, you guys were able to connect. You might not ever have met each other. I mean,
no problem. Yeah. Exactly.
You're in India. You're in South Carolina. You know. Now I got there's two questions I got to ask that have nothing to do with business. So I got you guys on here. This is raw and authentic. So first off, Christopher, are you a Gamecock fan? What are we in South Carolina?
So football, Gamecock fan. Yes, sir, all the way.
And what about basketball?
Duke Blue Devil.
Oh, you're a Duke fan. All right.
I'm a Duke man. I'm a Duke
I was wondering
fan.
If you were going to be a UNC guy. So Spencer Rattler's heading over to South Carolina. What were your thoughts for this season?
We just need some offense. That's all I can say. We need to move the ball. I feel like we're watching South Carolina play is like watching a high school team play sometimes. Ever since Jadeveon Clowney left, we've been downhill since then.
I'm excited to see you guys. See, sports is my forte. I run sports media businesses outside of ClickFunnels, so like that's what I enjoy. I run a sports show and everything.
Okay.
So I'm a big Spencer Rattler fan. I kind of like his style. I like his vibe. Okay. I think he's going to bring a little spark. We'll see if he can actually get you guys moving. But I'm just like,
right.
I had a buddy who lived in South Carolina and loved the vibe down there, loves the whole entire state for that matter, but loved the Gamecocks and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was asking. Now, I have another question. So, Guitartha, for you, this has nothing to do with business. I actually – in India, I follow YouTube content creators all the time because it's kind of my space. There was a guy named Baba the Barber. Are you familiar with Baba? Because Baba, he had passed away a couple years ago, but he was known for like head massages, and he would give these head massages and like post this content all over YouTube, and it was like a viral sensation. He was so interesting to watch, and everybody here seems to know about him in the United States. Well, at least the ones who follow that kind of content and just kind of see that stuff. But then I'd ask people who were from India, and they didn't know who he was. So I wanted to ask you, since I have you an opportunity to chat with you, do you know who Baba the Barber is? Does that ring a bell at all?
I think I might have seen one of his videos like sometime, but I don't exactly – I have not exactly seen his – like don't follow him exactly. But you know, like the thing that you called – that you talked about, the barber – so, like, that's, like, almost every barber here in India. Like, they are really good with head massages, man. I'm telling you.
And so, have you gotten a head massage from one of them? I just got to ask, because is it the real deal?
Yeah, man. Like every time I get a haircut, like I always like take their order bump, which is the head massage. And like every single time, man, it's just like, and they do it with some kind of like cooling oil, and they put some kind of cooling oil in your head, and man, you just feel like you're in a different dimension, man.
Kevin, I'm so glad I talked to you about it, because like, I've always wondered. I love you reference the order bump. Those barbers, dude, if they process their stuff properly, they can get you with that order bump every time. I love it. I love it.
Every single time, man.
Oh, that's so cool to hear from somebody who actually has been there. That's so cool. All right. So getting into the entrepreneurial space, I mean, now we kind of have an idea of how you guys, you know, cross paths and built that relationship from the business side of things. I want to know, I'm going to start with, I guess I'll start with Christopher on this one as well. So going into One Funnel Away, a lot of people think you might have some business background. Obviously you did. You've talked about the business ventures that you had prior. But a lot of people come in here, and what I call is they put the blinders on for the wrong reasons. They have their experience. They're not really open to new ideas. Then all of a sudden, as soon as they open their minds to what Russell's talking about, there's a lot of new information for a lot of people. All of a sudden, they get funnel vision. And funnel vision is where you're like, see, everything's a funnel. Like you're like, oh, I could do this. I could do this. I could do this. And so it almost becomes the opposite problem where now you see so many possibilities, all these opportunities. And it happens a lot. I've done it myself. Like I'm a product of working for Russell. Like that's what happened, right? And I'm just curious, when you first got into One Funnel Away, did you experience any of that? Like when you came in there with prior business experience, you come in there, one, was it overwhelming? And two, did you realize, like, when was the opportunity? Like when did the shift happen where you were like, oh, now I see all these opportunities, these possibilities?
Man, holy crap, I'm telling you the truth. when I saw it, like the first 2 days, I said, I can start about 15 businesses. I've actually started another business. I've started another business since joining the One Funnel Away. I put everything is in alignment, and we're just bringing on clients. But when I saw it, I said, "Holy crap! No way in the world!" Because I tried ClickFunnels before, but I just went to Google and typed in online course or something, and ClickFunnels popped up. So I created the account maybe like during 2020 and did absolutely nothing with it because I didn't know anything else was going on. I wouldn't look at any Russell's emails. Like I was just looking at the emails. And then, when I got in the One Funnel Away, and it's an interesting story that I can tell you later, but when I got in the One Funnel Away, it blew my mind. I'm telling you. It's crazy. It's definitely crazy.
That's cool. So it was relatively quick though into the challenge that you were probably like, okay, I can do that. I can start 15 businesses. You start to see the possibilities pretty quick.
Day two. Once I got into the challenge and I saw, okay, this, well, I can run a funnel for this company. And this is the business that I'm starting actually. The fact that people say, for example, someone that is a dog breeder, their source of income is breeding dogs. But what I'm going to do with everyone I know, people I know that's a dog breeder, I'm going to say, hey, listen, let's create a course on how to be a dog breeder. And I'm going to create their funnel, or Guitar is going to create their funnel for them. And we're going to go through the whole process, and we're going to put it out there. We're going to start a business. And I'm going to do that for 50, I have 50, 15 to 20 businesses lined up and clients that's already lined up and waiting on me right now.
You know what's so awesome that you just said, Christopher? Like I tell people this all the time, and you're clicking with it. It's because if business, like you just said, a dog breeder, people will be like, what the frick? Why would a dog breeder need a funnel? But you don't even realize like how impactful that can be, like and offers and everything that you can put into this. Like there are so many opportunities with every business. A dog breeder, people will be like, that is the last thing I think of that could utilize a funnel. But you just showed them that you can. Like you can use it as a dog breeder. I always tell people the car salesman, like car sales are off the charts right now here, at least in America, because supply and demand, I mean, those dudes are raking in some good money because they can charge whatever they want right now because everyone's got to get a car and there's no new ones coming in because supply chain, so they can just rake. And those dudes are raking it in. But I'm like, before that all happened, before it was just easy cash for them, I always told people you should just make an offer, almost create a funnel in a sense of like your offer that you're sharing to people. Because everybody, all these salesmen have the same pitch all the time. And I'm like, I wonder if this like salesman over here decided, hey, if you come through me, I'm going to give you this, this, this. And then they just like give an offer and basically make a funnel out of it. If they would sell more cars. Anyway, all these businesses could utilize funnels. Now, Guitartha, when you came through One Funnel Away, was there an opportunity, or sorry, I guess, was there a time or how fast was it where you had that same shift where it was just like, whoa, like this can work. and like then you start seeing the possibilities.
Yeah, like for the last time that I had seen it, like that was I took the OFA, the first OFA back in December 2020. So at that time only, when I realized, okay, this is how sales happens. Okay, this is how we buy. And like when in one of the videos, like Russell told us like how he can sell one iPhone for $10,000 and. Like, and that just blew my mind. And that was when I realized, oh my God. Okay. So this is how you increase the value of every single thing. and like literally, like if you give so much value to someone like that. And then, I also later on in the community, in the Christmas community, I got to hear that some people were posting stuff that their kids were trying to convince them to get a dog. By telling them like offer stacking on them like okay when you get this dog this is how he will like protect us, this is how he will like do this and all that stuff, right? So that also got me thinking, man, I think this is something that we can teach kids, right? Like even like kids, like we can get that entrepreneurial spirit in them like from their childhood, right? So because most of us are like when we are in the job mindset, like or I don't know, like I think like when you get into this entrepreneurial mindset, there's something like you can deliver more, some kind of, you know, I don't know how exactly to put this, but like when we are doing funnels, we are always over delivering based on what we are charging, right? So that's become like a mantra for me. And like and yeah, so in this funnel, in this season also, like maybe around week two, when I heard this who, what, why, how script, how to do that, that's when I realized, okay, this is how I'm going to sell my course. This is how I'm going to sell my Facebook ads course, man. And yeah, that was the moment for me, man.
Oh, that's so cool. It's so rad hearing that. Like, everybody has a different time. Like, some people I've spoken to have had different aha moments, different things that have kind of clicked with them. It's just cool to hear where you guys were at, too, with that. So you mentioned courses, right? Yeah, both of you were talking about courses. You've referenced Facebook ads courses. Christopher, you were talking about mm-hmm. courses for stocks and all this stuff that you're doing, right? Like, courses. That's, like, that's a huge space. There's obviously, like, on the online space of, like, making money online that everybody talks about, there's basically two tracks that are really there. There's like the digital slash info products or courses. That's that space. And then there's e-commerce, right? There's a whole nother market of e-commerce. You sell stuff online, then you have like the digital courses or, you know, the info products and stuff. Courses are huge. I am curious though, you guys both were coming through to try to build a course. What was the funnel that you guys ended up building? Was it a funnel for, did you each make your own funnels first before you even got together and started doing your business relationship together, or what was it? So what funnels did you end up building? Was it for a course, and did you complete those? So I'll start with Christopher.
So I think Russell gave us the $7 offer. So yeah. That was the funnel that we started with, the $7 offer. You give them as much as possible, and then you go with your OTO1 and your OTO2. Okay. So I was in the process of building. I think I had built out my flagship. Okay, I had big out the flagship. That's a $7 product. And I was in the process of trying to do the OTO1. And then that's when I met. I was actually on live with Dante, asking him some questions. And I asked Dante about, hey, do you know anybody that's doing Facebook ads? And he just started throwing out some names. And then I got a message from a guitar and on Facebook. He's like, hey, let's have a conversation. And that's kind of how that went. But yes, that's when we started with the $7 flagship. And when I tell you that $7 flagship is golden, it's golden. We can get more into it later, but it's definitely golden.
Oh, I dig it. I dig it. So, Guitarth, when you were going through, before you messaged Christopher there after Dante's call, were you already in the process mm-hmm. of building out your Facebook ads course? Like, did you already have that funnel kind of put together for that course? Did you scrap it?
Yeah, no. Yeah, so I was in the process of building my video, like building my course. So what I used to do was most of my videos were like screen recorded, right, for what I did with other clients. So like there are so many things inside of Facebook ads, right? And then like you need to put like things in order exactly which one will be the first that people would want to have. And since my target audience was mostly coaches, so like I needed to understand like what's the first thing that they would want, like that they would buy for $7 straight out of the pocket, right? And so I had a lot of videos. I have like around 60 or 70 videos already recorded, but I don't have the voiceover in them. So yeah, I was in the process of creating them, but yeah, I'm still in the process of creating them, like finishing them up. So I was thinking like maybe around, I'm thinking of taking the One for Another Way challenge one more time to finish off with this whole thing.
Oh, cool.
Maybe next month I'll be taking it, and then this time I'll be like completely finishing it off. I remember one thing that Dante said, like people who take the One for Another Way challenge the first time, 40% of them complete it. Who take it the second time, I think around 80% of them complete it, and who take it for the third time, 92% of them complete it, right?
Yeah, it's a big jump for people that completed. So that's why we'll see people. That's another question that I guess you just kind of helped answer, because there's probably listeners here that are thinking about taking One Funnel Away because they probably heard about it. There's a lot of noise around it. They're like, what is this One Funnel Away challenge? And why do people have to take it more than once? If I'm already paying for it, why would I take it more than once? Well, you don't have to take it more than once. You know what I mean? Like, you can take it, but if you don't happen to finish it, or even if you do, people will take it, you know, one or two more times, because it is kind of extensive. It's like a full month of work. It's not easy. It's a challenge for a reason. It's not a cakewalk. So like, some people don't want to do that again because they realize how much time and effort they have to put into it. But when they do come through it again, they usually tighten up some loose ends and then they finish it up. So yeah, we see the completion rate start to skyrocket if they come through more than once. But I mean, it is possible to get it done just one time. But if you do want to come through again, and not only that, you get the coaching side of it. Like, the coaching is huge. You can start asking questions. You guys reference Dante. And that's going to bring me to another question. I didn't even put this on like the questions prior, like that we sent out in the email, but Dante's a stud. Like, he's one of my coaches that's on my team, and I absolutely love Dante. We've got Morag, Eli, Lee, and Dante that are coaches for not only One Funnel Away, but also for our Your First Funnel coaching course that we have here at ClickFunnels. And those guys are just phenomenal in the industry. They just know what they're doing. So you both referenced Dante. Is there any golden nuggets you guys took from the coaching? Because we always tell people, like, don't just pay the $100. Like, if you can, try and make it to some coaching sessions, because they're there to help you get through the homework, like literally get through the homework. I will tell you guys, before we implemented coaches into our challenge, and this is a tip for anybody that's maybe running a challenge for their business or whatever, if you ever run a challenge, have some sort of live aspect into it, whether it's coaching on camera or you have a thread where you have somebody answering questions throughout the day. Because what we found, I'm going to give you guys numbers. I've said this before on Russell's podcast. When we didn't have coaches for the first year and a half, we had tons of people come through. We had a 6-8% engagement rate in week number 4 of the challenge, meaning they just dropped because people just weren't being able to, they get behind by 2 or 3 days and they can't figure it out. We implemented live coaching where the coaches help you with each assignment and you can get the answers to your questions. We have places to ask your questions. And that's where you're starting to see, we literally went from a 6 to 8% engagement rate. We were in the 60% engagement rates in week number 4 with a 40% completion rate when we added coaches if they go through it for the first time. So that's – and you might be like, dude, that's a huge number. No, it skyrocketed. So, again, it goes back to what both of you had talked about, over-delivering for the price point. We've seen that because for ClickFunnels, obviously the funnel of the challenge itself is let's over-deliver. It's $100. Obviously, people would pay $10,000 for this course because of the coaching specifically. And then the goal is, okay, on the back end, our hope is that somebody will be able to pay for a ClickFunnels subscription and stay on that ClickFunnels subscription because they know how to use the software. That's the whole plan of it. Like, you teach them how to use it, then they can use it and they can stay on it and they pay the bills each month because they're paying for their subscription. That's the obvious funnel for it. So anyway, the coaching is a huge aspect. It has helped everything. But I want to know, I'll start with Guitarth. Can you point out like maybe a golden nugget that you took from the coaching aspect from one of the coaching calls that you attended?
Yeah, so like the point that I said about like if you take that Dante said that the people who take it for the third time have the most likelihood of making it, because no matter how much of a subject expert you are in, like maybe you will need the first challenge. In the first time, maybe you will understand like the sales aspect of it. In the second time that you undertake it, maybe you will understand, okay, how to order those, how to sequence your offers correctly. And maybe the third time you finally have all of those ready to, finally launch it, And And that's what I thought, like, even before, like, I took it for the second time, like, I was thinking, like, okay, should I take this? Should I not take this? Like, I already have those videos once. Like, you have lifetime access to those videos, right? But then, like, when you pay for it, like, you pay attention to it, right? And that's exactly what happened. And damn, I'm telling you, man, these coaching calls are, I attended most of Dante's coaching calls because, like, I'm more of a tech guy. Like,
yeah.
I like the tech aspect of it, right? And I joined some of Eli's and Morag's coaching calls also. And, like, man, these guys are genius, man. Like, with how easily they can understand, like, the flow of an offer or, you know, like, when I saw, like, how other people were getting their offers created on the go, right? That was like amazing, man.
Dude, I will tell you, I'll tell you what you just said, and I know I'm biased because I work with them all day long, but I would put Morag, Eli Lee, and Dante up against any coaches in the industry because they are so good, because Russell has a specific way of teaching things mm-hmm. to people, and he's really good at what he does. Russell can articulate things and make things simple, but like, it sounds cool until you try to implement it, right? Like, it's hard yes. to implement some of the teachings because it's new to a lot of people. But those coaches, man, Morag, Eli Lee, and Dante, like, they know how to take that and then break it down even more and just help you get it done, like, implement it immediately. Like, I love that you're talking about because they're just so good. They're good at what they do, and they're just genuine people. They actually care about the people that they're serving, which is why I love working with them every day. Christopher, did you have any experiences in the coaching side of things that you'd be able to share?
Yes. Yeah, so for me, I would say their actions, right? For example, Dante showed up every day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I believe, 9 to 12. And he would stay on. He would allow you to share your screen, and he would stay on with you until your issue was resolved. Like, that's everything. Like, I got off the call with Dante today. I had a question about my thank you email, right? So I had a question about that. I was trying to get back to a certain place, and I got jumped off, shared my screen. He walked me through it. Hey, do this also. Hey, let's do this also. I'm like, I just asked you to do this, and you let me do two more things right there. Like, that's priceless. Like, $100 for what I freaking experienced in this OFA, man, that's, I would pay $100 every single month just to be a part of it. Like, I would put it on my payroll. Like, it's ridiculous. But the actions that the coaches actually showed up, and especially Dante, the way he displayed and helped everyone, was priceless. I mean, it's unheard of.
I dig that. I'm taking notes on that. If you see me put my head down, I'm taking notes on my phone. And I encourage anybody who's listening to the podcast, if you're on a phone, which most people listen to their podcasts on phones, pull this up. Like, that's something that I would – just the thing that you said right there, I would encourage any business owner to kind of remember that. You mentioned, like, their actions – showing up. Like, if you have any kind of business that you're serving a client, make sure that you're doing those things, that you're showing up, you're helping them, and take those little tidbits of information, because that can be super impactful, just like it was for you too. Like, that's stuff that's amazing, and it keeps people, it builds trust and builds authentic relationships. So what you were just sharing, I think it can be implemented into any business. As we go forward, you know, One Funnel Away, we always hear the success stories. Everybody sees the hype around it. Everyone's talking. I'll go to Funnel Hacking Live events, which, by the way, if you haven't signed up for Funnel Hacking Live, anybody like to go to in Orlando, go do it, funnelhackinglive.com. Go get your ticket today because it's going to be off the charts. But when I see people that have taken One Funnel Away that are at Funnel Hacking Live, like, it's all great. Like, everything's, oh, it's hyped up. But there are times where there's hiccups. There are times where it's not so great because you're just like, man, I'm stuck or something. So I want to know if you ran into that. So, Guitarth, could you tell me, did you ever run into a time? I mean, you're a tech guy, you know, you understand that kind of stuff. Did you ever run into any situations during the challenge where, like, maybe a lesson that Russell was teaching didn't really make sense or something? Is there any roadblocks or hiccups that you experienced? And then how did you overcome them?
So, like, when we were learning the stuff from the live videos that Russell had and from the one pagers, like, most of the stuff I couldn't understand, but, like, when it came to actually implementing it, like having to do with these Stripe accounts, like connecting these Stripe accounts for Chris, and then, like, trying to understand, like, where we are missing what, like, why is the payment not happening and all. So even if I'm kind of the tech part, I know I like the tech part. Like, even I faced hiccups in that. And the first thing I always do, you know, when something like that happens is I always open up chat support or, like, I commented like there was a tech thread inside of the OFA group. So immediately I contacted and I think Dante like he was my my coach of most of the time. So he replies very immediately, like he responds very really fast, man. And and if I did not get any chance there, like I'd straight away go to YouTube. And to be honest, YouTube has been my biggest my biggest college for the last 2 or 3 years, man.
Dude, you're resourceful. That's awesome. YouTube's baller. I just told you. I told you at the beginning of the interview. Like I watch content. I love YouTube. I learned about head massages from Baba the Barber through YouTube. Like this is stuff. I'm like, YouTube's great. No, and what I love about that guitar is the fact that you were resourceful. Like we have some resources within ClickFunnels. There's chat support. There's the tech thread inside of the One Funnel Away Challenge. We have those for a reason. But maybe you need to go check. Like just be resourceful. If you're going to be a business owner, you got to figure out how to solve a problem. Like. And yes, while we're there, we're going to try to do our best to help you while you're there. But there's going to be a time where you're not in the One Funnel Away Challenge and you need answers. So you figured out how to do that. That's why I wanted you to answer that, because I think people that are listening to this, business owners need to know how to be resourceful. Christopher, what about you? The same question. Did you experience any roadblocks? And if so, how did you overcome those ones?
Yes. So for the life of me, when we first started, like, okay, $7 product. Give the $7 product away. Give them as much information as possible. So it took almost like a week and a half to really say, holy crap, this is what he's saying, right? So I'm like, okay, I hear you say give as much away as possible, and the OTO is do it yourself. I mean, allow them to do it themselves, and the OTO 2 is do it with them. But I'm like, I can't give them the course for $7, right? Yeah. So I had to – so for a week almost, I sat there like, okay, this is – I don't know what to do right here. So then – I think I had one coaching session. I forgot who it was with, and during three to five time period, and they said something about give it away for free again, and then it hit me right then and there. I was like, okay, you got different frameworks for your entire business. Take out one or two frameworks and put that into the $7 course, and then now you still have 3, 4, 5, 6 frameworks to go with the OTO 1, right? And then that's where my $7 course, the $7 item finally came to realization, to fruition. I'm like, okay, I get it, because I was doing something totally different. I'm like, scrap that, and this is the answer. And then boom, that's how we got to where we are right now. And I always say, all praise to the Most High, because he definitely put everything together, so.
That is so cool, man. And sometimes, like for some people who are listening, even myself, and I've been in this thing forever, it seems like there's a lot of stuff and you just got to organize it. But you did, you learn along the way. My biggest thing is just don't stop. Like, don't stop trying, right? You were probably a little overwhelmed at first trying to figure out what system's going to work. And then it clicked. We're like, okay, I'm going to take this. And when we're saying frameworks and all that stuff, that's terminology that we use quite frequently. Russell likes to use it. If people who are listening don't understand what that means, come to the One Funnel Away Challenge. You'll figure it out pretty quick. It's like within the first day, you'll understand what we're talking about. But yeah, like you start to see that stuff and it helps you like piece things together. You have them in little groups in your own mind, like frameworks. Take this over here, put it here. Another thing that's cool talking to you guys about this, people are going to be like, the $7 offer.
Yeah.
$7, it's hard. I've talked to a lot of people, like they don't want, they're like, no, I'm not gonna sell this for $7. This is worth like $400. I'm not gonna sell it for $7. But it works, and you guys are showing that it works. I just want to remind people, like, this is not the only type of funnel you can build, but this is what Russell's trying to get you to understand. I can promise you, if Russell, the challenge itself is $100 for 30 days of content, it's worth far more than $100. Okay. And you guys have kind of already talked about that. So like that kind of goes to that whole point. It's like Russell doesn't make money on the front end. In fact, he is in a massive deficit on the front end because there's salaries to pay for me, the four coaches, and our specialist on the back end. So our whole team has salaries we got to pay for. Then they don't make any money on the front end because they're paying ad spend to try to get people into the challenge. So just so you guys know, like not just you guys, but like the listeners, sometimes you over-deliver on the front end because the back end and repeat customers and them going through your funnel and your value ladder is where you're going to have a lifetime customer, a lifelong customer, and that's where the money's made. So that's just the reality of the situation. I love seeing how you guys were able to do this, and you stuck to the thing, and you did the thing. You did it, and you did what Russell says, and you've obviously seen success. My question now people want to know this. You don't have to give exact numbers. I'm not asking that. That's your information for your businesses and so forth. But the One Comma Club Award is for anybody who has earned $1,000 or more in their funnel. That's all. We just have to say a flat line. Did you guys earn that? And how long did it take to start generating some revenue for when you guys partnered together and decided, hey, here's what we're going to do? From launch day of your funnel, how long did it take you to start generating revenue and the One Comma Club Award?
So I believe we launched on Sunday, June 26th. Was it the 29th? Mm-hmm. June 26th, 29th, one of those days. And since the 26th, yes. Since that day, right now, and I don't mind sharing numbers, I think it's great experience for everyone. Since that day, we're at right now, only if I go to my ClickFunnels dashboard, we're at $54,000. When I go to my Stripe, you know, you have refunds, you have certain, you know, other things, roughly around maybe like $44,000,
$45,000. Yo, okay. Is this off the $7 type of offer, or is this a different type of an offer that you guys put together?
This is off the $7 and the OTO1.
Okay.
We removed the OTO2 just I felt like it was too many steps. It was one more step. I didn't want to take that step out. But it's the $7 offer and the OTO1.
Do you mind sharing the price point of that OTO1 so people can see this? Like, what's the price point of the OTO1?
$1,000.
And have you guys had a significant amount of people purchase that?
Yes. So right now we have about, as far as new contacts since then, I think we almost have like 1,000 contacts. People that
about
came
900.
In. Yeah, 900 and something contacts. And I think we have about 40 people that have purchased, well, 35 people, 40 people that have purchased $1,000.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Or, no, I'm sorry. Not even that. It's like 30,000 that has purchased the OTO1, sorry. And we have about, the rest of the income is coming from the $7 and the order bump. So our order bump is converting at like almost 18-19% right now.
Yo. that's huge too, the order bump. You know what's funny, guys? Steven Larson once told me, when I was talking to Steven, he was sitting almost five years ago when I first started working at ClickFunnels. Steven was in the cafeteria at the headquarters. We're eating lunch together. He's just chatting with me. He came out from building the funnel with Russell Brunson, right? He's in there in the back building the funnel. Steven comes out there and he would just like, it's kind of funny. Steven reminds me of like Rain Man, if anyone's watched that movie. Like sometimes he just like spouts out information and it's kind of funny. Like he'd come out there and any knowledge that he had, he just like let it out. He's like, hey, guys, so whenever you are building funnels for your side businesses, if you're not putting an order bump there, you're leaving money on the table. He's like, they should be converting. Mm-hmm. He's like, that's an easy 15 to 20% right there off the top. And that's hard for business owners to understand or even comprehend. Like, that's not possible. You just said it's like 18% or more. Like, the order bump is like the easiest cash grab that you could ever have while providing value to your customers. That right there is huge. Dude, what an amazing thing you guys have been able to accomplish in a relatively short amount of time. So, Gitarth, with your experience, though, with all of that, are you utilizing your Facebook ads experience to try to get customers, or is this like organic? Like, how are you guys getting your traffic? Because that's, I guess, where your expertise might be coming in.
Yeah, we are using both organic and Facebook ads. Organic is like, because Chris is, man, he's crazy, man, with the posting and stuff, with his consistency on all the platforms that he's in. And I am just like, oh my God, like on Facebook, on Instagram, he's everywhere. He's posting daily. He's like doing lives and stuff. And he's always showing up in front of his audience, man. And that's one of the reasons, like that's where the most of the revenue has come from. But like, yeah, Facebook ads has also given us a lot of purchases from there. But like, yeah, you can, if you spend too much in the beginning, you don't get much results. You need to spend like small, maybe $50 a day, $100 a day, and then you scale it up like 20%, 30% every single week like that. And I'm really hoping for some, like, so when in the beginning, we were getting like, the cost to acquire one customer used to be somewhere around $10. Right now it's somewhere around $8.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So yeah, that's, I think we can totally automate it to Facebook ads after some time.
Heck
after
yeah.
A few months.
That's so cool. And another little tidbit of information, just kind of bouncing off what you guys are saying. If people are trying to build a funnel, they might be concerned about like, how do I manage that ad spend? Because $50 a day for some people, even though it's small, relatively speaking, that it might be a lot of money for some small business owners. They're not used to that. Steven Larson, I'll give another, going back to the order bump discussion. He always had the idea. He's like, that's your ad spend right there. He goes, whatever you make off of that, budget that in. And all of that goes back to ad spend. So he goes, if you're making money off of an order bump, you use your other stuff, your rest of your funnel for your profit margins and whatever. But think of your order bump as your ad spend. And he goes, I promise if you think about it that way, it will shift the way in which you construct your order bump. Like if you have a lot of value in that, because you think of that as that's my ad spend. So that's going to supplement your ad cost. So at the end of the day, quite literally, you should be breaking even on ad spend. Ad spend should be covered by your order bump all the time. And the rest of it's coming through for profit margins and whatever else you got to do for marketing. Dude, this is incredible. I want to give you guys an opportunity. So, Chris, if you could tell us, where do we find you? You know, Guitars just said you're all over the place. So where is this place? Like, where's your guys' website for your services that you provide? Do we have a funnel link? Do we have social media platforms? Where can we all find you? Because I want to put it here in the description.
So my shirt says right here on Instagram, I'm at CJack130. So at CJack130, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of scammers out there. So, but mine is CJack130, no underscore, none of that stuff, right? On Facebook, I have like a scammer. He go writes all my friends, try to get money from him. But on Facebook, I'm Christopher, just Chris Jackson on Facebook. And the website, the funnel link is, you can go, it's go.iwantknowledge.com. go.iwantknowledge.com. When I say Guitar did a great job with the funnel, I mean, he took it. I probably had it at 25%. He took it from 25% and turned it into platinum gold. And I'm like, holy crap. And it's like, oh, man. So I definitely appreciate you. I salute you, man, because you turned that – you took a lot off my plate and allowed me to focus on the actual work. Like, let me get this stuff together. And you just took it, man. So I appreciate it. But those are the handles that you can find me at. CJack130 Instagram, Chris on Facebook, and go.iwantknowledge.com is our funnel page.
Okay. I'm going to put that in the description. I wrote those all down. We will put those in the description so you guys can go follow them. And what I think is awesome, it's inspiring that you guys have partnered up. This is kind of what Russell encourages, by the way. Like, it's, if you look at ClickFunnels and the way it's presented, if anyone knows about ClickFunnels, Russell is kind of the, he has the ideas of all the stuff and he can be the voice of things. He doesn't mind being in front of a camera. He doesn't mind doing posts and so forth. He likes to present information. He does understand funnels. He's the funnel guru of a lot of things, right? But Todd is the other co-founder, right? So there's Russell Brunson and Todd Dickerson. So Todd is the tech guy who puts it all together. He makes things run. He built the platform. He did the tech side. Russell's like, this would be a cool idea. Todd built it. He's the engineer. He knows what the stuff is that goes behind it. And they built it together. Obviously, look what they've created with the ClickFunnels company and with the everything. You can build a good partnership and build things and change the world quite literally. It's cool to see you guys being able to do exactly what they encourage people to do. Find each one of them with their strengths. Don't try to do it all yourself. Find a partner with strengths, get them to work together. And as long as you guys have the right goals in mind and everyone's working together, big things can happen. So last question for you, Guitarth, I'm going to start with you. In 2 years from now, where do we expect to see this business?
Man, I don't know, man. Right now, I just want to make my first million and get my 2CC award, man. Maybe like that's one of my goals for 2024. Like get on stage in the FHL and get my 2CC award. And I think I'll be starting my own coaching, like proper coaching, you know, since I got a lot of experience from by working with Chris and like by working with other people also right now. I'm building funnels for other people also. And like, I think I have a lot of information and a lot of like experience to share to people, man. So, I want my 2CC, man.
Get it. That 2CC award's not far away. You guys have already built the momentum for it. Chris, what about you? Where are we going to see you guys, or at least the business, whatever you might be doing and this business in general, like 2 years from now, what's the goal?
Oh, I always say wherever the Most High takes us, man, it's a blessing. If he doesn't do anything else for us, he done enough. I always say that. So, that's kind of where it's at. I would love to continue teaching these courses because trading stock options is a powerful avenue to make additional income. It's powerful. Like, if you don't know how to trade stock options, definitely look into it. But besides that, man, I hope to have these other businesses flourishing and getting that two comma award as well. Like, I really want it by the end of the year, but it probably happen next year sometime. So Lord's willing. So yeah, that's what we get.
No doubt. I bet I'm going to see both of you walk across the stage. If not in 2 months, it'll be next year at Funnel Hacking Live. And so right. I look forward to that moment, being able to see you guys. No doubt that's going to happen. You guys have already figured out the system. It's just a matter of putting in the work now and putting your faith in the right places, right? So keep it up. I'm rooting you guys on. So I would encourage anybody else who is listening to this podcast, if you guys want to be the next success story and have some momentum just like Chris and Gitarth, make sure to go to onefunnelaway.com. We'll be there to help you out with the challenge. We want to help you guys. We want to see you guys succeed. If you guys succeed, it helps us keep our jobs because ClickFunnels got to pay the bills, right? So, like, why would we not want you to succeed, right? That's right. The whole point. So I appreciate you guys.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Listen, before 2020, I had a ClickFunnels account. Didn't do anything with it at all, right, because I didn't know what I was doing. 2022 came around. I sat down and talked to a company. And they told me to pay them $18,000, and they were going to build me a funnel, and they were going to run ads and all that stuff, right? I did everything, and I signed up with them. And then overnight, it was like, go read these comments, the reviews. I went and read the reviews. It was terrible reviews. So I said, listen, got my money back. The next day, an ad came across, One Funnel Away Challenge. That's how I got into the One Funnel Away Challenge. I saw the ad on 3 days before Memorial Day, I believe. I think 5/31, it started that Monday. I saw the ad, I paid the $100, and when I tell you this, listen to what I'm saying very close. I paid this $100, and it redesigned my entire business. When I tell you I thought I was coming in here to actually learn how to build a funnel, no. That was the least thing I came to learn to build a funnel once I understood. When I came in, I learned how to operate business, how to actually run a business, how to acquire a customer, how to order stack, how to give value, right? I thought I was giving value, but now I truly learned how to give value. There's nothing Russell Brunson cannot put out that I will not buy. Point blank, period. I'm at the Funnel Hacking Live, two comma live event right now. Once I get off here, I'm going back into it. I will be at Funnel Hacking Live, right? The only thing I don't buy really is possibly some of the books, because I hate reading books alone, but I watch every single video possible known to man that he puts out, because what I'm telling you is this. You take this One Funnel Away Challenge, your life is going to change, because you're going to learn a skill set that you thought you knew, but you do not know. And I put that on everything. All praise to the Most High. And thank you.
I second that, man. It's like the most life-changing thing that ever happened to me. Like the first time also, this time also. And I don't know, man. Like, it's for everyone who is like trying to sell something online or trying to even sell anything online, like offline also. Once you understand the concepts about this funnel, like, you will start seeing funnels everywhere around you, man. And and just like Chris is starting his 15 new businesses, you will also be able to start that, man.
Right. You guys got funnel vision, baby. Let's go. Oh, yeah. I love it. Everything's a funnel. I dig it. I appreciate that from both of you. And I hope that those who are listening can take something away from it. And we'll be talking to you guys next time. From me, Shane Larson, and the rest of the team, we hope to see everybody in the One Funnel Away Challenge. And we'll come to you next week with another interview. Take care. If you want to be part of the journey and create your own story that can be shared just like this one, then sign up at onefunnelaway.com to get started with the next One Funnel Away Challenge. We have a new challenge coming up very soon, and we want you to be part of it. This is where you'll learn the strategies and build the foundations of funnel building, along with understanding the basic principles of traffic so you can fill your funnels with paying clients. The coolest part, we do this all in 30 days' time. It doesn't matter if you're an established business owner, a 9-to-5 worker looking for additional income, an affiliate marketer, or someone who's completely new to the entrepreneurial game, it doesn't matter. Regardless of where you're coming from, you need to be here in order to take yourself to the next level. So again, head over to onefunnelaway.com to sign up, and we'll see you in the challenge.